Let's tell you a story. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. This story continues on from previous stories, but I try to make each story freestanding. Of course, all of this content is for comprehensible input for improving your proficiency with the English language. Comprehensible input is an outstanding way to improve your English. So let's get started with this story. Today we find two neighbors who you've met before in previous episodes. Kathy is an attorney who lives in one house, and next door to her is her new neighbor, Ginger. As we begin the story, Kathy just got a text message on her cell phone from Ginger. Ginger asked in the text message if she could come over because she has something to show Kathy. She wants her opinion. Kathy answered, "Sure," and sent the answer back. In a few minutes, there was a quick knock at the door, and then the door opened. These two neighbors have rapidly become good friends, and so they don't deal with each other in a formal sort of way. In other words, one neighbor doesn't wait to be let into the house. If the door is unlocked, they feel comfortable just walking in and joining with their friend. This is what happened today. Ginger arrived, gave a quick knock at the door, but then opened the door and stepped into the house. She quickly found Kathy in the kitchen, and they began their conversation. They greeted each other, and Kathy asked, "What is this that you wanted to show me?" Ginger was carrying a small object. Before Ginger could answer the first question, Kathy asked her, "Do you want some coffee? I was just making some coffee." Ginger nodded, but didn't answer verbally. And soon the coffee was served, and they adjourned to the dining room table. They put their coffee down on the table, and Ginger put the object on the table. The object was a silk bag. They sipped their coffee, and in a moment, Kathy said, "So what's in the bag?" Ginger said, "It's very interesting, and I don't know what to make of it." Ginger went on to explain that she found this in the house that they had just moved into. That house had been sold to them by Mr. Ben Harper, and he moved out and moved away. They don't even know where he went. She has continued to put things away in the house as part of the long-term moving-in process. She still has boxes to unpack of her belongings that she needs to put in appropriate storage places. A few days ago, she was in her bedroom closet in the master bedroom. She was going to put some things on the shelf, and she noticed that the shelf ended before it got to the wall. There was a gap at the end of the shelf. She was on a small step stool, reaching beyond anything she could see, so she felt into this gap. She put her hand where she could not see it. As she was doing this, she got a little bit of fear because she was wondering if maybe there was something dangerous or unpleasant in that gap. She doesn't know what's in that gap. And she was just feeling around blindly, but there was nothing there. Oh, there is something there. Her hand came upon this bag. It was pushed to the back, almost out of reach. She felt it and adjusted her position on the step stool so she could reach further, and soon she grabbed the bag and pulled it out. She had never seen a silk bag like this. She assumed it was silk. It looked very old, and it was very fine. There was a drawstring, and it was tied into a bow. She carefully got off the step stool and took that bag with its contents to a desk so that she could examine it. She explained to Kathy, "This is what I found in the bag." At this point, she untied the bow and opened the bag and delivered the contents onto the table. She grouped the contents into three categories. There was a brooch, that is a piece of jewelry. There was an envelope. And then there were a bunch of coins, several coins, all different sizes and colors. Kathy looked at the trio of objects, the group of coins, the brooch, and the envelope with puzzlement. She didn't know what to make of these. Ginger explained that she had examined all the coins and found that they were very odd. They were not current coins, but they were marked United States. They were clearly U.S. coins, but not from this century. One of the coins was copper in color, and on the back it said 1 cent. It had a woman's face on the front. Another coin that was similar but a little smaller had a similar face on the front. On the back it said 1/2 cent. She held up those two coins. She then picked up another coin and held it up and said, "This one's quite odd. It says 1/2 dime. Kathy thought, "That's a nickel, but it says 1/2 dime. Very odd. She put the coin down. Before Kathy could ask more questions, Ginger explained that she took these coins to a shop in town that was for coin collectors. She had shown them to the owner of the shop. He told her that they were from the 1800s, they were not of any value, and he would give her $20 for all of them. Ginger was not trying to sell these coins, and she immediately took a dislike to this owner because she discerned that he was trying to swindle her. He was trying to take advantage of her to get these coins for almost nothing. She suspected they were probably worth a lot more than $20. But of course, Ginger was not trying to sell these coins, so she wasn't really concerned about the value or the price he was willing to pay. She did find him unpleasant to deal with, so she quickly gathered up the coins and departed his shop. She did learn something. They were old U.S. coins. And she detected that he was willing to pay money for them, so they did have some value. Her next stop was an antique jewelry shop. She wanted to get some information about the brooch. She showed it to the owner of the shop, and the owner was much more helpful. The owner did not try to buy the brooch from her for a small price, but she provided a great deal of information about that brooch. She told her that that was a cameo brooch and that they were popular in the mid-1800s. She estimated that this brooch was probably made between 1830 and 1875. These were rough estimates, but she was certain that this brooch was from the mid-1800s. She said the setting of the brooch is sterling silver. She explained that this is a very fine specimen, but then she lamented that there's no market for them. She went on to explain that she has several brooches similar in inventory and they're just not selling. She said, "This brooch is nicer than the ones that I have for sale. Unfortunately, there's no market for them. It's worth its weight in silver only." Kathy said, "Okay, so you've got a bunch of old coins from a long time ago, we don't know when, and then you've got a brooch from the mid-1800s. What about this envelope?" Ginger picked up the envelope and showed it to Kathy. On the front of the envelope, in a beautiful handwriting, it said, "To my love." And on the back, the envelope was sealed with sealing wax, with a seal that had been pressed into the molten wax at the time this letter or this note was sealed. The seal was unbroken. this note, this letter, was unread. Kathy, being very curious, picked up the letter and smelled it, and then she put it back down. Ginger said, "What do you think?" She said, "Well, I got a funny feeling that maybe it had a scent, and there may be something there, but my poor dumb nose can't make much out of it, but it gives me the impression of something very sweet. But I can't say that I smell any perfume or any specific smell. I just get a funny feeling inside that there's some sweetness to this letter." Ginger said, "That was my impression as well. I couldn't smell any perfume, but I'm fascinated by the letter." Ginger said, "Do you think we should open it?" Kathy said, "Well, there's no hurry to do that." With the objects on the table, Kathy took her coffee and continued drinking and thinking, puzzling over this. There was information here, but what does it mean? It was as if a switch had been flipped, and Kathy is now in her attorney mode, trying to put together the facts, piece these facts together, and understand what has happened in the past. She said, "You know, we know a few things. First of all, we know this silk bag is nothing we've ever seen before. It's very fine, albeit plain, it's very fine. It's probably from another era. The coins are definitely from another era. You have been told that the brooch is from the mid-1800s. People still use sealing wax, but not very often. That was in vogue a long time ago. By the fact that these three objects were all placed in this bag, I would say that they are related somehow. They may be related by their source, by their ownership, or by the time that they originated. We don't know when they were put in this bag. The other thing we can say is that they were hidden, because this little depression at the end of the shelf was a hiding place. It was out of sight. These objects in this bag were for safekeeping. I think they're mementos. We just don't know who put them there. Kathy went on to explain that the houses in this neighborhood dated back to the 1940s. Most of these houses were built right after the war. But these objects date back about 100 years before that. So we can assume that this bag with these mementos was placed in this house by one of the owners long after they became a bag of mementos. Ginger said, "What do you think I should do with them?" Kathy said, "Well, we've gotten a great deal of enjoyment just right here, looking at them and enjoying them. I would recommend that you put them back in that silk bag, tie the string up gently, and put it back in the closet where you found them, and just think about it. There's no hurry to investigate. There's nothing important going on here. You can decide some other time whether you need to open that envelope and find out what's written inside it. For now, I would enjoy the mystery. You've found them, you've enjoyed them, we've talked about them, and there's no hurry to do anything about them. So why don't you put them back where you found them?" This generated a huge smile from Ginger. She said, "That's a great idea. I was getting all wrapped up in this as if I needed to do something about them. I needed to find the owner or find the source of these. I like your solution." With that, Ginger carefully put all the objects back in the silk bag and drew the string tight, applying a nice loose bow. She pushed it aside and then continued drinking her coffee. They changed the subject of their conversation talking about their kids and their plans for the upcoming spring. And Ginger fully intended to put that silk bag back in the back of the closet at the end of the shelf in that funny little cubby hole and cover it up with a box. She had no specific plans to do anything about it. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.